RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I like how Diggs reveals he has a broken finger.
Yeah.
Rochie goes, hey, you broke your finger? Is that what he said?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You brought it up.
It's the least of my worries.
Which is true.
Then they're just like on to the next thing.
If you're on the internet, his broken finger is clearly the least of his concerns.
That's a good point.
He has a lot going on.
Yeah.
Congratulations, he's a new dad.
Well, there's that. No questions about the lawsuit. The defamation suit.
Nope. They didn't ask him about that.
That was not asked yesterday. No. Really, hardly any questions about the revelation that he broke his finger. So that was very interesting.
Putting a little extra mustard on it, too, here and there to fit it in a hole.
That's what got him into this mess. No, but he's having a nice season. That's what I would say.
I would say less of the mustard and fitting it in there, Steph, with all the kids running around.
Do you think he was saying that? And I'm a big Steph Diggs fan, but is he saying that because he had two drops last week?
So this is what I wonder.
Yeah.
Like, boy, that was a question about Drake May's accuracy.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I'm just really thankful for that. I tell him all the time, like, oh, by the way, I broke my finger. But he's so accurate, and I really love catching passes from him. And I'm like,
yeah, you did have two drops.
It did come. It's like he's volunteering that up. No one asked him about that. They weren't even asking him about the drops. They were asking about Drake May. Mm. And out of nowhere, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I broke my finger the game after I had two drops. Like, I definitely wonder if there was a little bit of excuse making or explaining going on there. And, like,
yeah,
I'm not overly concerned about this injury. Are you?
No, I mean, he's playing. He seems to be fine. He's still productive. He's productive. Not the best injury to have for a wide receiver.
Well, but I do wonder, I mean, is that part, like, maybe he is making excuses, but is that part of the reason he had some, what I would call, uncharacteristic drops? He hasn't had those all year.
Yeah, no, right. We were praising him earlier in the year with some of the catches that he had, saying that I don't know how many other guys on the team make those catches. And then this game, there were two different opportunities. One hits the ground. We've seen him this year go to the ground and keep possession and have a catch, right? So that was a little bit different. And so, I don't know, maybe it's coincidence, maybe it's not, but he did offer up that information.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal, but if the...
Good question, though, on the text line. Yeah. Are the Patriots going to get in trouble for not revealing that he had a broken finger?
Maybe.
My answer is no, if he didn't miss anything, right? Like, because the injury report, too, is also supposed... Well, I guess you could say full participant with a...
Probably supposed to say, I mean, by letter of the law.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a big deal, but it is an interesting observation.
I believe that's HIPAA.
By letter of the law with the injury report, should they have listed him if he really broke his finger?
That's HIPAA.
Injury, full participant. They probably should have.
Yeah.
So will the league... I mean, this would be ironic. What if the league takes one of the 6-round picks they couldn't part with at the trade deadline?
Give me that.
You know, and so, or they
the Ravens purposely fudged the report for Lamar, and they got $100,000.
Is that all it was? No draft picks?
No.
Okay, so like, look, I don't even think they shouldn't get anything more than a slap on the wrist. Like, hey, your player said he's playing through a broken finger, you didn't list it, like, clean that up.
Yeah.
I don't even think they should get fined for it, but by letter of the law, should they have probably listed it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I think it's worth monitoring with Diggs. He had a good game against the Jets. Really good game. But the Jets had nobody on defense.
Mm-hmm.
It was primetime Steph Diggs. where he's shown out in two primetime games, but he did have uncharacteristic drops. So I don't think it's a huge deal right now, but if the drops continue against the Bengals or we see him on Monday night against the Giants, like I would say if there's a pattern there, I'd be a little more concerned. All I know right now is he's revealing that out of nowhere, and he had two uncharacteristic drops against the Jets. So let's follow that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here with Joe Burrow's potential return on Sunday. Neither you nor I think he's going to play in this game.
No. However, not nearly as confident in that as I was yesterday.
I was going to say, yesterday I would have said 0%. What are you talking about, Joe Burrow's playing?
Yeah, yeah. Now you're like,
now,
huh?
We'll put a percentage on it.
Oh, seven.
Seven!
Oh, wow, that low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he's playing.
I'm higher than that.
Okay.
18?
18.
Yeah.
Outflanked again.
I'd say that.
I mean, Orlovsky basically is saying, like, 100%.
Orlovsky said
he's playing.
He is playing because he was a full participant.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know if Orlovsky realizes he's still on IR and has not been activated.
No, I think getting in a little extra work, knowing that they play on Thanksgiving, I think he had, I don't know if it was just rumors or he'd even said, like, he was sort of targeting, like, a Thanksgiving return. It's a big division game. I think they're probably going to be out of it, but still, you never know. That division's down. Maybe a bad record could still get in. Ja'Marr Chase will be back for that one as well. I don't think it's a home game, but it doesn't matter. I think it makes sense because that week it comes pretty quickly that you get as many practice reps as you possibly can leading up to it. But and it's also, it's not like another position where if he was a receiver or a running back, you say, all right, you practice, we're going to get you like 10 carries this game. Right. Or we're going to get you, you know, 30% of the snaps on offense.
We'll ease you in.
Quarterback, you can't really
you can't.
That. Yeah, you're not doing that.
Do you think there's any chance – you want, like, everyone's like, oh, Burrow might be back, and I get why. We've done the same thing. Flacco also is hurt. Like, is there any chance we get neither Burrow or Flacco and you wind up getting Jake Browning?
There's a chance. Like, that's when you know the Patriots are really back, because that's the kind of stuff that would happen in years past where you're like, they would miss a star player, they'd miss the quarterback, you'd be facing the third string quarterback. So, yeah, after all this, because Flacco's been, you know, kind of hit or miss with Cincinnati. He's had some good moments to the point where Kevin Stefanski had to answer these questions in the press conference, and he was kind of giving you no comments because you look pretty good, better than the guys that he had there. But then also, like, I don't know, it's still 40-year-old Joe Flacco. So,
I mean, the last game was terrible.
Yeah.
He threw for one. He had 40 pass attempts. He only threw for 199 with a touchdown and a pick. The game before, he threw for 470 and four touchdowns.
Like, I mean, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Flacco's got some production there.
So, yeah, I guess he does have that. But yeah, no, I guess there's. I'm way more confident that he plays because I feel like they're going to manage him. Like, it is an old man Flacco. They're doing whatever they can. You see the Patriots do this with some of their older guys. Wednesday, they might not practice at all, or they'll be limited, and then they're still fine for the game. So.
Yeah.
My guess would be Flacco first. I would say Flacco's got a really good chance to start.
I think it's going to be Flacco. Yeah. If I had to handicap who it is, I'd say it's going to be Flacco. But I Browning to me is not 0% either. 617-779-7937. Text line here. Diggs was saying he broke his finger to explain and compliment Drake as a quarterback. He said, making a conspiracy that the Pats didn't let it known. Seriously.
No, no. I was just answering a question from the text line.
The text line asked if they're going to get any trouble because they didn't disclose the injury.
I don't think they will, but I think it's a fair question.
I don't think they should.
No.
Like, I don't think they should. Like, who knows? Maybe Diggs broke his finger, and the team would probably know about that. But I don't know. I don't think they should get in trouble for it, but could the league crack down on them? Sure, they could.
They could.
Let's go to our pal Mark in Medford. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
So my question is this. You mentioned possible Drake May versus Joe Burrow. But wouldn't the question be the Patriots defense versus Joe Burrow?
I guess.
Did they even prepare?
Of course.
Just in case Joe Burrow is playing?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? They got practice the rest of the week. So they 100% can prepare for him. Also,
could they be a little flat? Is it possible they're caught off guard where Burrow's in there and then he's playing? Like, I bet
they watched some tape of him.
I would think if the Bengals were smart and he was actually going to play, they wouldn't be making a big song and dance about it on a Wednesday. They would keep that under wraps and try to spring it on the Pats.
That's a good theory. But no, also,
he's been limited.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
For like last week too, so there's always a chance that he could play.
It's just good due diligence. I would assume they're preparing for them, and it's also not like you're going from, you know, Drew Bledsoe to Lamar Jackson, right? The I think Flacco at this point is a much worse version of Burrow, but they're gonna try to run similar stuff. You know, Burrow's just better right now.
Yeah,
so it's not like everything changes.
Burrow compared to Flacco might as well be Lamar Jackson compared to Bledsoe. But I get your point.
He can move a little bit.
He's
but that's
a
not
more
his thing.
In the pocket guy.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to.
He's not a runner.
He's not like Justin Fields, who you just faced. So that part's a little bit different. And then now you already know you don't even have to prepare for Ja'Marr Chase. That dramatically changes things. So just put all your attention on T. Higgins. You'll be fine.
This came up yesterday. At least out there in the Twitter sphere. We were talking about it maybe after the show or in a break. Guys, Brandon Cooks is available. Should the Patriots go get him?
No, thanks. No.
My answer would be no.
Yeah.
What if he went to the second part of that text, though, is what if he went to Buffalo? Would that concern you?
No.
Me neither. I think he's no pun intended, cooked, I would say. And I think their receiver room, as they've shown, is a pretty good room. They're getting Booty back, I think. He was at practice yesterday. Ramondre was at practice yesterday.
So I think
they're getting those guys back this week. Hollins has been great. I'm not overly concerned about the Diggs finger injury. So, yeah, no, I think the receiver room is in pretty good shape.
You know, a few years ago, maybe you'd say, hey, you could reunite with Cooks and see what you had because the room was so bad and you had no production. But now, who would you want Cooks to take time from? And you got to remember, Cooks now. This isn't like, Cooks when he's on the path.
Maybe Kyle Williams?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, but even that's not a guy that they're really targeting a whole lot. And with Kayshon Booty returning, there's even less of a desire to get somebody like Cooks.
Ooh, this text also coming in. Maybe we should seek this out.
All right.
First Take is ripping WEEI right now. I think I know what that is. I didn't see this specifically.
First Take is?
Yeah, yeah, because didn't Drake come on EEI and say, we played the clip a bunch this week?
For some reason,
it picked up a lot of steam yesterday, I noticed. But we have been playing that clip about Drake from Monday saying, I don't even know what show Cam Newton's on.
That'll be interesting. I wonder
what's going on out there.
Mm.
Drake's stepping in a little bit. I don't even know what show he's on. Good for you, Drake. Go get him.
Yeah, good.
Go get him.
Go get after him. Cam Newton's going to keep spouting all this nonsense on there. I mean, why not?
Okay.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.